Welcome to this episode, which is a reality check on the costs of horse boarding. This was prompted by a post that kind of went a little bit viral. Somebody was basically quitting the boarding business and they had a lot to say about it. And I'm going to give my two cents based on running our own boarding operation and kind of how the costs break down a little bit. But the post of this person kind of went on to say, the Coles Notes version here is that they had done 14 years of horse boarding, and now they are basically getting out of that. They're going to be keeping their breeding operation, but letting go of the horse boarding part. They talk about how they've been devoted and that it takes so much more time and energy for themselves and their family, and they don't really have any time to do anything with their own horses. And they want to focus on their own horses and their own family. They say it's been a really good run, but it's time to hang it up. And they wanted to kind of break down the horse boarding and talk about it. And they say that a lot of people are looking for a cheap board these days, but they also want to have matted stalls, an indoor and outdoor arena, lots of turnout, board like a locker for their own tack, and people are usually looking to spend anywhere from $500 to $600 a month for indoor board. And then they kind of break down some of their costs the way they talk about them. They say that, you know, there's a cost towards having the stalls. Quality hay and grain is like $300 or $400 per horse, and that when you add in footing and insurance and all those types of things, then it's $500 to $600 a month. And the owner is basically operating at a loss. And then there are troubles with getting people who want to muck stalls, people wanting to be paid reasonable amounts and are looking for like $20 an hour to do the stalls, and inflation causing problems there, client expectations where they want to be on call like 24/7, answering texts and emails and things like that. But of course, owners aren't getting paid for that kind of time, and that most barn owners basically end up working for like $5 an hour, if that, if you actually paid them for all the hours that they work. And at the end of this whole post, the person basically says that they're predicting that in the next 10 to 20 years, the middle class barn owner will actually vanish, and barns will basically just be owned and managed by people who don't really need your money and will price their services accordingly. And that apparently they're thinking that they fear that by the time their kids are grown up, that only the wealthy will have horses. And would love to see your comments if you're following us on Facebook, and you can leave a comment, or on our blog post, leave us a comment and let us know what you think about that. Now, my two cents on some costs and just kind of breaking down, I want to give you guys a little bit of a rundown of my experience in Ontario. I know things are different depending on where you live. So for example, I'm in Florida right now, and hay costs $230 to $280 for a big square bale of alfalfa or alfalfa mix. At home, that same hay is going to cost me about $100 for that bale. So there's a huge difference in cost depending on your hay, and that's going to be a big factor into everything. But let's kind of break it down a little bit. So for starters, at our farm, we only offer outdoor board. We tried to offer indoor board, and it was kind of two things. We didn't really have enough people interested to do it to make it worthwhile, because for example, somebody doesn't want to come to your barn to muck the stalls, to do like three stalls and then go home. That's not enough work for somebody to commit to. They need more of a barn full of horses to do that. But we also didn't really have anybody wanting to work and do that, because they're not able to offer a full-time position with that. We only have a 7-stall barn. My horses live outside. We have some outdoor stalls as well. So we bring the horses in every day for grain. We just do grain once a day at our farm, and it's mostly so that way they can get their vitamins and minerals and their little supplement pouches and probiotics and things like that in their grain, whatever people want to give to them. I know that it's best for horses to get fed 2 or even 3 times a day with their grain and kind of split into little bits. Just kind of depends on what your horses are doing. At our farm, we don't really have horses that have huge energy needs, that are competing at a really high level and need those grain concentrates several times a day. We don't really have that situation at our farm, so it works really well for us. Of course, if you're feeding large volumes of grain because your horse needs those extra energy concentrates, and that's going to be a little bit different for you. But for us, we definitely experience that whole not being able to find somebody to be able to do those hours. So that was a limiting factor for us as well. But at our farm, just to give you guys kind of a lowdown on some costs. So first, let's start with a bag of grain. Let's just go real general here. Most bags of grain are about 50 pounds. And the most you're going to feed a horse in a feeding is 5 pounds of grain. Their stomachs don't typically, you don't really want to feed more than that, or it's not good for their stomach. And if you're erring on the lower side of grain, you're looking at 1 to 2 pounds of grain in a feeding, which is just enough to kind of mix in their vitamins and their supplements and their oils and things like that for them. And your bags of grain are going to cost, on average, usually $40 to $50 once you include tax. That's what our costs are. So if we've got horses that are on the low end of the grain scale, they're costing around $50 to $60 a month in grain. And if they're on the high end of the grain scale, like if they're doing the 5 pounds every feeding, then it's going to be more like $150. So somewhere between $60 to $150 right there. Now, when you add in hay, which is the next obvious cost, at our farm, I find that the horses are burning through roughly $100 worth of hay a month. A little more in the winter time, a little less in the summertime, but roughly $100 for hay. And that's with us feeding either large square bales or round bales that we put in feeders with nets over top, the slow feeder nets. If you are feeding the small bales of hay where you're actually peeling the flakes off and putting them out, it's going to cost more because, one, you're going to need staff time to do that, but two, they just cost more. The small little bales cost more. So for example, our large hay bales, they say, are roughly 800 pounds in them. And if you do the small squares, they usually are about 40 pounds or so. So if you look at the numbers on that, that's like 20 little bales can fit into the big giant round bales. And when you do the cost on that, usually those bales are costing around $8 each for a little small bale. So that's $160 difference. And I find that the horses, $160 for those 20 bales versus $100 or somewhere between $70 to $100 for one of the big giant bales. And I find the horses are eating on average somewhere between one and a half of those big round bales a month. So you're looking at, if you're going to do the small squares of hay, the small little bales that you peel off the flakes, more staff time, and you're looking at around $60 more per month right off the top, just by the fact that it's the way it's packaged, it just costs more for that. So when you look at the cost of just purely hay and the cost of grain on the low end, you're looking at $160 minimum of pure hard cost, just hay and grain. That's no staff time to put anything out or do anything. That's no salt or minerals in the field. At our farm, we put out free choice loose minerals and salt. So that's going to add, it's hard to say exactly how much, but probably around another $20 or so, depends on how much the horse is eating. So we could take that up to about $180. And that's no insurance or lights or anything like that, just in pure hard cost. And then if it's a horse that's on the higher end of the spectrum of grain, then you're looking at about $210 or so just in hard costs of the hay and the grain, or $230 if you add in that free choice minerals and salt and those things if you put those out in the paddock. So that's a lot right off the bat for those pieces, just the hay and the grain. Now, the tricky part is when you go in to add staff time, and I don't think enough people think about the staff time piece. So let's just say, for to make the numbers really easy here, let's say that somebody is going to pay somebody to work just 10 minutes a day, only 10 minutes a day of staff time. What does that look like over a month? Well, 10 minutes can go by really, really fast. 10 minutes barely gives you enough time to muck a stall. And depending on how far away your muck pit is to dump the muck out and get new shavings or straw, depending on how you're bedding, to rinse out the water buckets and refill them, to put new hay out, all of those things, that goes by really, really fast. And if you add in blanket changes or all of the other range of services, 10 minutes really isn't a lot of time, but that's like the bare minimum you need to, that you could even say that you need to do basically anything. At our farm, our staff costs are about as low as they can get, in the sense of our horses get fed once a day. That's because most of our staff that work at the farm have other full-time jobs or they're full-time students. And so our staff are only able to usually come for a few hours at a time. So let's look at 10 minutes a day, and we're gonna just take an average month of 30 days. So that's 300 minutes for the month. Nice simple number there. And we're going to multiply that by minimum wage, which is $15 an hour here in Ontario, or that's what we pay our staff here. And so $15 an hour. And then if you do things properly and you also pay, you do it kind of legally through the whole payroll system, you have to pay vacation and sick time all in lieu and all that kind of stuff. And so you have to actually multiply that number by 1.04, so that way you can add in the extra little pieces for all of that. So we're looking at 300 minutes times $15 an hour, and that time is, so that's 5 hours over the whole month, and that's $15 an hour, and then we have to multiply that with the vacation time and whatnot added in there. So that is $78 to pay a staff member to do just 10 minutes of work with your horse. So let's call that $80 to just make it really simple. And then you're gonna add that to your hay cost and add that to your grain cost and add that to your salts and your minerals cost. And so on the low end, you're looking at roughly $260, but that's only budgeting 10 minutes of staff time, which really isn't a whole lot. In reality, you probably have to double that and think 20 minutes of staff time a day. Some days are going to be less, some days are going to be more. There's days that you have to put hay out to all the fields. Even if you're using a tractor, you know, that's going to take time and add up. And if you've got rainy days where you have to change all the blankets, that's all going to add up as well. So just in staff time and hay and grain and salts and everything, on the high end, you're looking at around $340. On the low end, you're looking at around $260. And that's depending on staff time and grain and all that kind of stuff. So right there, that's all just going to the employees, whoever's running it. Nothing's gone towards hydro. Nothing's gone towards insurance. At our farm, the insurance is around, I think, $2,500 over the whole year. So if we take the $2,500, we divide that out by the 12 months in the year, that's roughly $200 or so in insurance a month. And that has to be split between all of the boarders or all of the activities on the farm. So if you're a farm that has, you know, 20 horses, you're looking at $10 a month per horse going towards insurance, which is important. That liability piece is huge. So we want to make sure we factor that in. And then electricity at our farm in the wintertime, our price of electricity soars. It goes up to over $1,000 a month. In the summertime, it can be under $500 a month. So our cost triples over the wintertime. And that's because of the extra light usage and the water heaters suck up a lot of electricity, as well as the heater that runs the feed room. That does a lot of electricity. We know it's not from our house per se, because our house actually runs on natural gas for our furnace and for our dryer and our stove and stuff like that. So it's really just the lights and it's the barn in peace that's causing that hydro cost to go up so much. And when you divide all of that down, so if we take like a winter month when it's $1,500 a month, and let's say we take off the $500 for the house that it typically is, we're left with $1,000, and we divide that out by the 20 horses on the farm, that's like $50 a month that you've got to add in hydro. Now, we haven't even talked about the fuel for the tractor or salt or sand for the driveway to deal with the ice in the wintertime. We haven't talked about landscaping piece where like mowing the grass and all of those other parts, or the staff time to stack the bales of hay, because somebody's got to take those bales of hay off the tractor wagon, whether they're small squares and stack them into the loft, or to take them off of the tractor and load them into the arena. There's all of those pieces. Harrowing the arena. There's so much other staff time piece. We're lucky we have a guy named John who does a lot of our maintenance work at our farm, and he does a lot of the miscellaneous stuff. He'll fix a little bit of fencing here and there. He will fix a locker or a blanket rack or whatever it is that needs to happen, and sometimes he'll build little new things. He'll fix the hay feeders, all that kind of stuff. And so that bill is usually around $700 a month, and you have to split that out between the activities and the horses that are going on there. So is this post that this person made reasonable? After all this kind of rambling on about all these different numbers and things, you can see there's a lot of costs that go into running a horse farm, and especially into the boarding operation. And just looking at the cost of the hay and the grain and all that, and the staff time, you're already over $360. And then you add in the hydro and all that sort of stuff. At our farm, we charge $400 a month for our outdoor board, which includes the daily grain once a day. And for that, I believe we're basically just breaking even on our boarding. And the reason why we do it is because if we ran it on its own, it wouldn't really be worth doing. But we do it because we also run a lesson program at our farm. And so the lessons, everything kind of works all together. So because we run the lesson program, we have people who want to board horses who also do lessons. Some of those lesson horses also take part in our lesson program and have other students ride them. Those students help with them. Sometimes they'll help me with different training activities, or they'll become staff and teach lessons. They'll help take care of the farm when we're away, like we're in Florida right now, and the farm is completely taken care of with the staff at the farm who all take lessons at the farm or have horses at the farm or things like that. So it's kind of a well-rounded package, if you will, of people that we need at the farm and how it all comes together. But I would agree that you definitely do not get into horse boarding because you think you're going to make money. That's not really realistic with just the pure costs of the horses. But there's another piece to it, which is there's kind of like a magic number of what's going to work for your farm. If you have too few boarders, then there's not going to be enough income to justify or offset some of the costs. Like for example, if you're running heated waters in the wintertime, but you only have two horses in each of your fields, then that's a lot of cost for electricity for water. With our fields, we have automatic heated waters, but they're split between two fields. So we actually have two fields of horses sharing one water trough and one water heater. And our fields are pretty small. We only have 2 to 4 horses in most of our fields. I have one field that I think has 6 horses in it. So we don't have huge numbers of horses in the fields, but they're sharing the cost of those water heaters. Also, there's just certain tasks that make more sense if you can do them all together at once and kind of combine them. So for example, if the horses need hay out in the field, there's that startup time of like getting the hay on the tractor and having somebody to open the gates for you. But once you're out there, you can drop off the hay pretty quickly. So if you have enough horses to make that worth your while, then you know, it makes sense. And the tractor's running for the 30 minutes or whatever. But in the wintertime, especially, you have to allow the tractor to warm up. So it doesn't make sense if you only have, let's say, 5 horses and you're putting a bale of hay out, but you've got to run the tractor for 15 minutes to warm it up in the really cold weather. That doesn't make a lot of sense. But if you've got 20 horses that you're putting hay out with the tractor, then it starts to make a lot more sense. So you have to kind of figure out the magic number for your farm where the the amount of horses makes it worthwhile to do different pieces of work or to have different items, but not so many horses that it becomes counterproductive because the fields are overcrowded and so fencing's getting broken from horse fights, or horses are getting injured, or there's too much manure that you can't manage it on your farm. All those kind of pieces kind of come into play. And in terms of boarding cost, I would say that people definitely in our area expect outdoor board to cost in the $300 to $400 range. So I don't know that people would be willing to pay too much more than that. But when you break down all of the costs, I do know that my husband and I definitely do a lot of our hours for free, especially my husband in the wintertime when he does the snow plowing and all of those extra pieces. I'm pretty sure every time he mows the lawn, he is not getting paid for that whatsoever. It's just something that you got to do. And essentially, it's a lot of volunteer work that goes into it. So it's a labor of love for sure. And then for us, it's more of the part that it's one piece of the farm that goes with the lesson program and everything else. And if we didn't have all the pieces operating together, then it definitely wouldn't work. Do I think that horses will become something only for people who are wealthy in the future? I don't know about that. I think it definitely depends on the area that you live in, because some places where there's lots of grass pasture and it doesn't cost as much money to feed horses throughout the year because of the grass pasture or the abundance of hay, then in those locations, I think it's not going to require you to be super wealthy to have horses. But in areas like Florida where the hay cost is really high, I think it's definitely kind of already like that anyways, and might factor in, especially with inflation and with the way gas prices are. Who knows, if hay prices keep going up, then we're going to see potentially board prices go up. Just in my time at our farm, we've only been at our farm for 10 years. When we first moved in to the farm, we were buying hay bales for around $40 each. And we've seen hay now raise in pricing that it's hard to find good quality hay even for $70. Most of the good quality hay is $80 or $9 a bale, like $80 or $90 a bale is what we're looking at. So from when we started, which was just 10 years ago, we've seen hay prices literally double. And that's with us buying all of our hay right when the hay is cut. We're very fortunate that we have indoor storage for a large volume of hay bales. We actually buy about 400 round bales right off the field, right off the bat, and we take it. And so we get to buy our hay kind of at the prime price when we're buying it for $80 to $90 a bale, because we're able to store it and take all of it and pay for that up front. And if you wait until, let's say, spring, like let's say you're buying your hay all throughout the winter, sometimes usually by March or April, you can be paying over $100 for a bale, because it depends on how scarce it is at that time, what that pricing is going to be like. So it's an interesting thought for sure. And if boarding farms actually started charging for all of their hours that they actually did work, then I think the outdoor boarding price you'd probably see would be somewhere between like $500 to $600 would be what we would need to charge if we wanted to get a decent paycheck for our work that we were putting in versus the $400 that we're charging now. Would love to hear what your thoughts are, and I hope that this has been a little bit enlightening on the costs behind the scenes for running a farm. There's so many little pieces that go into it, especially if you have a farm that has a winter season and you have to deal with ice and all of those things. Just even the cost of a $50 bag of salt to go out on the walkways in the wintertime, that cost really adds up. And you don't really have big margins to start with. So you can really understand why barns really pick and choose which things to kind of improve or work on or purchase for their own farms. And that makes it challenging. And the indoor board piece is a whole other option that you can have. But again, as soon as you add in that staff time and those shavings and everything like that, it's no wonder that I hear of lots of barns that either don't muck the stalls thoroughly, they're not getting rid of all of the dirty shavings, they're kind of reusing some of them, or they're really skimping on the bedding that they're putting in the stalls because they're trying to cut costs to try to stay within the price bracket that people want to spend. But it can be unrealistic. I see people feeding hay that's not the best quality or even has some mold in it, all because they're trying to save a few dollars and try to make things work. So it's something to think about for sure. Would love to see your thoughts in the comments. And thank you for listening to my long chat on the reality check for the costs involved with running a boarding operation.